Hello, morning fam. Welcome to Thursday. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. Very exciting that Post Malone is coming to Raleigh in October.
It is exciting.
I know everybody's been talking about Taylor Swift over the last year. But Post Malone has had himself a couple years as well. And can't wait to see him out at Coastal Credit Union Music Park. Tickets on sale on Monday. But great news today and tomorrow, we have tickets for you to see Post in October on us.
And he's a certified nice guy, so you feel good supporting him.
Oh, he's the nicest.
All right, with that, we have Crystal in Goldsboro with us right now. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
So considering we are in the middle of summer, we're going to play a game around that for you to get Post Malone tickets. 2 out of 3, right, you get the tickets. This game is simple. It's whose summer was it, based around things that happened to one of us growing up over the summer. 2 out of 3, right, you get the Post Malone tickets, okay?
Okay.
All right, first up, let's go to, where are we going in this? Sarah King, are you first up?
No,
I'm actually first up. All right, sorry, I wasn't on my page. All right, here we go, Crystal. This person worked at a hotel over the summer and definitely took advantage of the situation by partaking in the unused leftover adult beverages when cleaning up the rooms. Was that me, Brian, or Sarah?
I would have to say that sounds like something Sarah would do.
What?
With no hesitation, is that correct?
Me? You know me so well. You know that's right.
What was the name of the motel?
The Surfside Motor Lodge.
There we go.
And we would find, me and my 4 best friends would work there and call each other and be like, come over to room 303, I found a bottle of bourbon.
And then one time a guy came out of the shower and was like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, because we were eating his Kit Kat and had his sunglasses on.
That is great. I wish there was a documentary of this on Netflix from Sarah working at this hotel over the summer.
Eating this Kit Kat.
All right. Crystal.
What the hell?
Crystal, one more right. You get tickets to Post Malone in October. Ooh. Next up, here we go.
All right. This person played on a travel team called the Bandits, and they still talk about it to this day like they played on the Yankees. Who is it?
That one's a little harder. I think I'm going to go with Brian on that one.
Of course. Who's the most athletic of the bunch?
Kyle. Yeah.
Probably Kyle.
Brian, that is Crystal. Correct.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, it consumed 4 of my summers growing up. We'd play, this is no joke, 100 games.
In a summer?
Per summer.
I didn't know it was that many.
Yep.
Wow.
You're committed to triple headers.
Your mother is a saint.
She is. She spent, she's single mother, 4 kids, and she spent a lot of money on hotels and dinners.
I bet she did. And
Crystal, I don't know how she did it.
By the way, Crystal and everybody else listening know this. Brian was so committed to playing on that travel baseball team, the Bandits. He even committed his first ever email address to the team name. Brian, what was your first ever email address? Go ahead and
everybody
say it.
Everybody's first email is embarrassing. Banditplaya.
With an A.
05. I was so 2002 hip.
So cool.
And you can still send him an email at this address.
Banditplaya.
05.
At what?
AIM.
AIM. Oh, my God.
I know.
Hey, Crystal in Goldsboro. Good news.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You are off to Post Malone in October.
Yay. I cannot wait. My daughter really wanted to go.
Oh, yay. Are you going to go with her?
Of course.
Okay. Well, tell Posty we said hi. Because back. He's so nice.
Yes, that's right. Crystal, Sarah there. Congratulations. Get your tickets starting on Monday. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5.